Hey, air signs, how you doing, my lovely Libra Gem Aquarius? Coming in just to see what the Cancer full moon energy is for you. So if you're a Libra Gem or Aquarius, this is for you. This is Cryptic Kirsty Tarot. As you can hear, I shuffle live. I am also on Instagram, same name, Cryptic Kirsty Tarot, YouTube, and Facebook. We've got our first jumper. I like to do it live so you can all hear. It's good fun. I'm using the Winter Weight. If any of you want to look up the cards once I've said them, once you've, you know, got to grips with it and you want to have a little look at maybe what the description I'm saying. So your first jumper, Libra Gem Aquarius, King of Swords in the upright with the Nine of Swords. What else we got here? Another little jumper's come flying out. Ooh, okay. Got the Knight of Wands with then the Nine of Pentacles. So it feels like for me, air signs, the energy here is, it's, and for air, and there is a lot of air on the board as well, which is nice, but it feels like you got to cut ties with something. Now is the time. This is the energy to use. We have to get it going. We have to get it flowing. This is the energy to use. This is the time with that King of Swords there next to the Nine of Swords to cut free from something. Okay, cut free from things that do not serve you anymore. And I know we say it, spiritual people, holistic people, tarot readers, all of those people, I know we say it, but we have to get real now. I feel like with the Knight of Wands there, it's something you want to charge at. There's something you want to grasp, but you have to admit to yourself that right now you're stood alone. This could be lover, brother, sister, mother, work, take what resonates for you. Okay, but you have to realize right now with the Nine of Pentacles, now is the time to stand alone. Now is not the time with the Knight of Wands to go charging at something, because what you're charging at, okay, isn't destined for you. King of Swords with the Nine of Swords there isn't destined for you. If the universe was to grant you this wish that you want to run at, okay, that you want to go after, you would be stuck there for a very long time. It is not meant for you, so we need to cut that off. You need to, there's a longing there to run. Yeah, it's making you unhappy. Sun in reverse has just fallen out. Okay. Air signs, it's making you unhappy. It could be a relationship, could be work. You take what resonates for you. If it doesn't resonate, maybe the next read will. It might not be your message. But seriously, it's a case of learning to stand by yourself. This energy is for you to learn to stand by yourself. Okay, and learn what makes you happy without others around. And that's a massive thing in life we have to learn, and we usually don't learn it till way too late. Okay, but it's a huge thing that we do have to learn. Okay, yeah, Three of Cups in the reverse on the bottom of the deck. Again, you know, with the Nine of Pentacles there, stand alone. You don't need all these people around you to carry you, to support you. You can do this. But what it is you're charging at the things that aren't meant for you. It's almost like you like the hardship. You like the battle. You like the fight. But actually, if it's a fight, it's not. If it doesn't flow, it's not meant for you. Okay? And actually, charging after whatever this may be is making you unhappy. So the energy really is, it's time to figure that out. It's time to look at your motives behind that. And it's time to cut it off. Yet the Hangman in reverse, it's time to move away from situations that have you stuck. Okay, the Hierophant in reverse has come up as well to end the reading. You haven't learnt your lesson. This is your message. This is the energy. You need to learn your lesson with this. You'll keep running after the same things and keep coming to the same bumps in the road because you haven't learnt your lesson. You keep going after it, but it's time to stand alone. Figure this out, okay? And it's time to use this energy to cut it off, air signs. Please, please, please take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you very soon. All the best.